You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is with us. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest to begin with.
Well, it's finally going to warm up a bit. That's probably the greatest news anybody can hear, I guess. We do have a little bit of a concern, though, for late this week as a new storm system forms off to the southwest. And we'll be coming across the heart of the lower eastern Midwest, bringing widespread rain with it. I think we'll likely see Friday and Saturday to be the wetter period of time. We may pick up on 4/10 of an inch to as much as an inch, inch and a half of rain across portions of Illinois, eastern Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, all these same areas that are still dealing with a great amount of snow on the ground. Of course, the ground is saturated beneath the snow, so even with the melting snow and the rain that's going to be occurring, there's no place for this moisture to go. And it's just going to end up pooling across parts of the region, running off into some rivers and streams, causing some localized flooding possibly. We may actually see some ice jamming occurring on parts of the middle Mississippi and portions of the Illinois River, and that too will contribute to some localized flooding as we move forward over the coming week. This is the only storm, though, that's on the charts for right now that's large enough to be an issue for most of us. We will see next week's weather quite a bit quieter and warmer. We will see no more extreme cold, at least for the next 10 days.
That is good news indeed. If you turn your attention to South America, they have been suffering through some mighty hot temperatures in Argentina.
That's right, and they did see some short-term relief, and then it got hot again. Now we've got a storm system that's on the charts, and we'll be bringing another round of relief. But it looks to me like some of the southwestern corn and soybean production areas in Argentina will miss the storm system that's expected to occur here really anytime between late tonight and Saturday. During that time period, scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur in quite a few areas, but I don't think the southwest will do very well. And by the southwest, I'm kind of talking about the northwestern part of Buenos Aires and immediate neighboring border provinces. And those areas really didn't do very well with last week's rain either. And I think we're going to see an increase in stress as we move deeper into the month, perhaps, but only for a small portion of their crop. Most of the rain that fell last week and the rain that will occur over the next couple of days will benefit a bigger portion of the crop. So it's only a small region that's probably going to get missed or disappointing rainfall at best. But the overall situation is really not too bad. Now, in Brazil, it's almost ideal. There is a considerable amount of chatter in the marketplace right now about worry over too much rain while the early harvest is getting underway. But in reality, these Brazilian producers are amazing. They seem to harvest under the worst conditions. And I don't think it's wet enough to really stop the fieldwork potential. So even though we're worried about it, it may turn out to be not much of a worry at all.
Other places around the planet we should be concerned about, Australia in particular.
Yes, Australia seems to be having a dryness issue once again. You know, last few weeks it's been awfully hot and dry, and many of the summer crops that are not irrigated either were not planted or have done very poorly. We're a little bit worried right now about the prospects for maybe an El Nino in the summer of 2014, and if that happens, we could see an expansion of drought on into their winter crop season, and that would be an even bigger blow to their economy.
Thanks so much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated and wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.